time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt & White, the professional builder's choice. And that window is very clear today as Buster Posey opened it last night. Right, Bruce? He got it done.
Oh, just terrific. I was out there with my wife and daughter. We had such a good time. I mean, what a great game that was. I mean, so many interesting things happened. But to have him, you know, top it off with that, it was just cool classic.
Well, Bruce, you've had a crazy week, man, covering these Warriors and then the Giants, and the two biggest stars in the Bay Area right now paying off in big dividends with Steph Curry and Buster Posey. Do you see any parallels between their personalities?
Yeah, I do. I haven't given it a lot of thought, but you're absolutely right. I mean, talk about self-effacing guys. I mean, neither one of these guys really wants to hear, you know, how great they are, and Lord knows they're hearing it an awful lot, you know, but they were raised so well, you know, fantastic parents on both sides, down to earth, showing incredible leadership in their own way, you know.
Okay.
Curry,
I think we'll order some
especially by you know, playing through this severe pain that he has. He's in his ankle and his hamstring, and you know, Posey, I mean, it just goes without saying what Posey has done. Every Giants fan knows it, and Curry's really ascending right now. So you've got these two guys in the pantheon right now for us.
Well said, well said.
Well, we're here at the Public House. We're ordering a little food, and you know what it's like here on a Saturday afternoon.
Bruce, you're working Marty into a lather. He's got to get fed.
I almost placed my own order there. So
really? Hey, I'm glad you went to the game last night because it had some interesting parts to it. Of course, Kershaw, he wasn't overwhelming last night, but had a no-hitter until the sixth inning. He looked like he was working hard last night. And then Zito puts a guy on base every time you turn around. But then the ballet starts, and I call that the double play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Zito, you know, he's the smartest pitcher in baseball. Certainly not the best, but to do what he does with this, without a major league fastball, just to think his way through a crisis, last night was like a composite of his last 2 years with the Giants. Just needed a double play and got it. And, you know, time after time, it was really a shame that he walked that leadoff guy and had to come out. But I think his pitch count was probably getting up there. In fact, I know it was. I didn't have it in front of me. But, you know, he deserved a better fate. But fortunately, he didn't get the loss.
Well, the Dodgers are beaten up. Gonzalez sleeps incorrectly. He's got a stiff neck. How about Hanley Ramirez pulling the hamstring last night? Carl Crawford's in trouble. This Dodger team, Bruce, I know it's early in the season, but there's just something about them. It doesn't look right.
I felt that way about them, even going in at 100% health, that something wasn't right until that they proved that there is. And you know what that something is? It shows many forms. The Giants obviously have it, without nearly the payroll or the star power that the Dodgers have. But there's just something about that collection of guys that is just not impressive until further notice. And, you know, it's a shame they've had so much bad luck. I mean, Ramirez, all of a sudden, he's been back for like 10 minutes, and he hurts his hamstring. And by the way, how about that throw by Hunter Pence?
Yeah.
My goodness, that was fantastic.
You know, the guy's an animal, Hunter Pence. He really is a tough ball player.
I'll tell you, Marty, that home run he hit in Arizona, that was like Frank Howard. I mean, Frank Howard used to hit like 480-foot homers to center. And he was built like a mountain. And then Pence is so strong, it's mind-blowing sometimes.
Yeah, I like the way he plays, and he's always hustling. All right, I brought up the question about Arias. And, Bruce, I don't know. I think he's better at the double play than Crawford. His hands are so fast, and it made me think of, like I said, the ballet of baseball. To me, that is the ultimate, that double play from short to second or second to short and coming across that bag. I thought he did it beautifully.
Well, there's no doubt. I love the Venezuelan connection there with Scudero. I think on that particular play, he's the match of Crawford. I think over the long haul on ground balls to either side, I think Crawford's going to have the edge there. I think Crawford has better hands on picking up the ball, perhaps. But you're right. I mean, Arias is a real artist, and he certainly doesn't shy away from the big moment, as we saw in the postseason and continually.
Hey, Bruce, so as long as we're talking about kind of guys that, well, let's just say Brandon Belt. I mean, Arias is one thing. He doesn't get a lot of at-bats. But Brandon Belt, he's in and out of the lineup. He played well in Arizona. Didn't have his best game last night. What do you think about going forward with Brandon Belt? Is he going to finally get it together?
I think so. He also he hit a ball that would have gone out of most parks last night. He homered, basically. He homered off Kershaw is what he did. He wasn't a home run in AT&T, but he absolutely smoked that thing. I mean, it's 421 to right center. But, oh, yeah, I think Belt's going to get it together. In terms of being, you know, the classic first baseman, you know, who hits 310 with 30 homers and a bunch of RBIs, that's probably not going to be him. But I think he's going to be fine. His defense is going to keep him in the lineup.
Yep.
And I think he's improving in all aspects. He's improving against left-handed pitchers. He's tightening up his swing on inside pitches. He's going the other way. I think I've seen enough to where I certainly am not would not be discouraged by him if I were a Giants fan.
He's kind of like a JT Snow in a way. Because, Bruce, my feeling is he's starting to impact defensively.
Yep.
You know, he's got a lot of range around the bag. And there was a play last night where he went towards second, then immediately got back, and Scudero made the throw to first base, and he got there to make the play.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. It's not always easy to find the bag when you're under pressure like that, and it was a natural move for him. That was his reputation, really, coming out of college even, and then he's certainly lived up to that under the spotlight of big league ball. So, yeah, that's a really crucial factor with Belt, because he does play it so well, and you think you just, you know, stick a sloth over at first base and forget about it, but you really get burned, and it helps to have an artist over there just immeasurably.
Yeah, it's a good part of the team right now. I like what's happening. Rob Nyer is going to join us, Bruce, in about 10 or 15 minutes. He wrote a column on SB Nation, which I enjoy that website. I really do. And he said that the 19-inning game the other day, the 15-inning game, baseball games go too long. You should stop it after like 12 or 13 innings because it wears everybody down. It wears your pitching down. There's injuries that happen.
Four of them for the A's.
And stuff like that. I never heard that before. It's the first time I ever heard a suggestion like that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you're playing the next day, what do? Pick up the game and make it sort of a doubleheader of sorts? I mean, baseball games need a resolution. I mean, it's true it's a game without a clock, and you could theoretically play one game for 20 years, but I think they also need a resolution no matter what time it is. And the A's certainly had a lot of fun with the win. I mean, it's exasperating. I was busy with other things, and I wasn't sitting through that 19 innings, but I remember leaving the vet in Philadelphia at 3:08 in the morning one time after a rain delay, and it's just, to me, it's all part of the fabric, Marty. It's part of the fabric.
I agree. Part of the mosaic of baseball. What made
the
me think about
what
it?
I meant. Yeah, the mosaic.
What made me think about it was I was talking to Belt, and he's going to come on a little later and repeat this. You know, he was a pitcher in high school and college.
Yep.
I said, "Were you any good?" He said, "Well, I could throw in the 90s and this and that." And I said, "Well, you were probably a good first baseman for a pitcher. This is probably what happened." I said to him, "You know, when these games get really late into deep innings, do you ever think about pitching?" And he says, "You know what I do? I start standing next to Bochy." When it gets to about the third, he said, "This is true." He says, "I start standing next to Bochy because I want him to put me in."
I'd heard that he just can't wait to get into one of those situations, and that really ices it. I mean, Bochy knows that. I mean, he'd definitely be the number one choice.
Wouldn't you love to see that?
You could go a lot of ways. I mean, I think they'd have a few candidates. I'd love to see Pence out there throwing that sidearm stuff up there. You know,
that'd be dangerous, Bruce.
Yeah. But they'd have a lot of fascinating possibilities there. But Belt definitely be the number one, and he's a lefty. He could get a few guys out.
Well, that's like all wide receivers in football think that they can sling the ball like a quarterback, right, Bruce? Hey, let me ask you one, as long as we brought up the A's in that massive game against the Angels, A.J. Griffin, boy, what a peculiar fella. In reading one of your colleagues, Susan Slusser, reading her column this morning or her piece this morning from the Bronx, he's kind of got a young personality like Barry Zito, doesn't he, with the guitar and the eccentric style and very loose on the day he pitches and all that, huh?
I love that guy. He looks like a guy, you know, on a skateboard in Manhattan Beach or something. You know, just hanging out on the beach and, like, you know, nothing really bothers him. He goes into Yankee Stadium and just dealing. You know, it's classic Oakland A's. It really is. There's a lot of unorthodox over there. A lot of youth. You know, a lot of camaraderie and getting things done against the odds. He fits into that so well. And you know, he's invaluable. Got pitchers go down. They've had it happen already. You know, Anderson, but not sure about Parker. And a guy like Griffin, God, you got to have him.
Boy, so, Bruce, you're on your way to San Antonio tomorrow.
I am going there tomorrow, yeah.
Oof. So we'll have you on before you get on the plane. We have you on tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be watching the Giants today, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you for being on. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see what Matt McGill brings to the Giant-Dodger rivalry. Let's see where he fits in.
Should be good. It never ends, does it?
No, no. It, every day is another story with these teams.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, very good.
That is Bruce Jenkins from the Chronicle.